And let us, while I'm still interjecting here, let's not forget what we learned from, was it Mr. Steele? Or the guy who introduced us to Mr. Steele? I'm blanking on his name right now. When he investigated the Minerva Project, remember that? Which told all the academics engaged in social science research, get on it, get on it. We need some we need some plausible deniability. No, what's the right word? We need some rational, we need some rationale for how we can say that some folk who have done nothing but repeat the words of the Declaration of Independence, that it is our right to abolish any state that interferes with our right as a people, and this isn't, we're not talking individuals, as a people to pursue our happiness. So how can we rationalize labeling these folks as likely to engage in sabotage? And so they said, get on it. Social scientists, what do we pay you for? Why you think you in those sweet academic seats? Give us some justification for mass incarcerating or cherry picking dissenters to place in that box of terrorists, quote unquote, likely saboteur, treason, suspect. Continuing, the McCarran Act was passed over President Truman's veto. In his veto message, Truman warned, quote, it is not enough to say that, and I have to interject again because, you know, this is also the president who said, let them slaughter each other massively when he was referring during World War II to the Soviets, then Soviets and the German armies. Let them just slaughter each other and wipe them off the map so that we can just rise. Our star can become ascendant. So I look at these words the same way I look at Churchill's words when he pretended to be appalled that anyone could suggest mass killing, the mass slaughter of tens of thousands of Germans after World War II. And Churchill pretended to be appalled. I think it was last week, we looked at his quote from the Savage Continent section that looked at those discussions in Tehran as the war was being wound down, these discussions between Churchill and FDR and Stalin. Well, just as Keith Lowe suggested, I look at those words as Churchill knowing that there was this long view and that in that, that they call history, and that in that long view, it folks would come out looking pretty dirty if they said such a thing. Well, I think Truman offered these comments, this comment in the same vein, quote, it is not enough to say that this probably would not be done. The mere fact that it could be done shows clearly how the bill would open a Pandora's box of opportunities for official condemnation of organizations and individuals for perfectly honest opinions. The basic error of these sections is that they move in the direction of suppressing opinion and belief, a long step toward totalitarianism, unquote. Construction of the detention camps began at the height of the McCarthy hysteria, which followed the Korean War. Unquote from Robert L. Allen, Black Awakening in Capitalist America. And that was published in 1969.